Jazz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. What is the deal with Mohegan Sun?
What is the deal?
We have not heard from Tom Cantone for many months.
It's been a long time.
It's been quiet up there.
Very worried.
What's he doing?
For God's sake, Tom, where are you?
Tom!
And now he's back.
Hey. Hi, Tom!
Good morning, brother.
I feel like Tom Hanks when he said to Helen Hunt, I'll see you soon. And it was years later.
Castaway.
I feel like... Castaway.
Yeah, a ball named Wilson.
I was hollering, Wilson! I felt so alone.
Wilson! Now, Wilson!
Tom's been knocking a soccer ball around the arena, the empty arena.
Wilson! Leave him alone, Wilson.
I just feel like Rod Serling in Twilight Zone, man. I'm walking around 2 million square feet of total darkness many months all alone. But keep in mind now, I had to keep all these shows and concerts, in play. I had to land all these planes and no runway to land them nationwide, not just here in Connecticut. So we've been busy. I mean, it's nonstop. You know, by the way, our arena never closed. We had a big Viacom residency deal with Showtime Boxing and Bellator and all that. So I turned the arena into a broadcast center.
Oh, wow. Because Connecticut was in such great shape.
Yeah.
Well, not in a way, yes and no, because we had to create our own protocols in an unknown territory. And so we did a really good job. Mohegan Sun did a great job. Viacom Task Force 2, great story there. We actually were noticed, got an award for Innovator of the Year for keeping our arena open. I didn't even know we were the only one not open or the only one open until the president of Viacom sitting next to me when we did our first event. And he goes, you're the only arena in the country open. And I said, no, I didn't know that. And so we were broadcasting to like 20 million people all across the globe live from Mohegan Sun Arena. But it wasn't same. I mean, we had no fans and all of that. Now we've morphed from a pandemic to a fandemic. And I like that because fans are now coming out by the thousands, guys. By the thousands.
But Tom, can I ask you before we get there, what was it like walking around that huge facility when we didn't know where the bottom of this pandemic was going to be? Was that kind of like almost like an eerie, horror movie?
Like creepy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, all my life I was listening to bells and whistles and activity. We never close. We're a business that never closes. Unlike many, companies, they shut down or we're 24/7 every day. And so walking around, I chose not to most of the time. I stayed in the arena in total darkness and I thought, how can I bring my crew back? That was the whole motivation for this residency that really brought a lot of people back when we needed them most. But it was an eerie feeling, though, the answer. Like I said, it felt like the Twilight Zone.
Like you said, all the bells and the whistles, because when you walk through Mohegan Sun, there's like this, it's like this living, breathing entity.
It's electrifying.
You feel like you're inside this giant living thing. And it must have been weird to walk through there with all the machines silent.
Oh, my God.
And all of that background silence. Yeah.
Well, when I said goodbye to everybody, we were backstage, hundreds of my team. And I said, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Literally, we thought it was going to be a 2-week thing.
Right.
And, it became a year. And, it was scary. And it was scary because the media made it scary, too. I mean, like every day CNN had the tote board of people dying and all that. So, now we have to recondition ourselves to fun. Because our product is fun. And
people are ready, Tom.
Yep, they are.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, it's not the new normal. We got to go back to the old normal, the way it was, and that's, to me, that's the best medicine of all.
Amen.
We got on sales now. Yep. We just announced Blake Shelton. We got our big 25th anniversary with Harry Styles and Blake Shelton the same weekend. We're putting shows on sale. Lady A is rehearsing all week long at the end of July and launching their tour from our arena again. Like that's like 25, 26 tours have done that. So we're sort of back to normal. Yes, you can wear your mask if you want to. You don't have to. You don't have to be tested anymore. You come into our property and you have fun.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
What's the first concert at the arena that you have on the schedule?
In July, we're going to go to Half a House. So it is, believe it or not, Air Supply.
Wow.
And we put them on sale. And they're selling like you wouldn't believe.
Wait, that's half
the arena?
Half of the arena. Right. But then the end of the month, we go to full arena, full capacity from there on in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we've got everybody coming, man. It's just 40-some shows on sale. And they're all doing really well. Keep in mind, though, this is a great fact to know. When we shut down, 89% of people that had concert tickets at the arena kept them. They did not ask for a refund, and it didn't. Yeah. So I always knew we were healthy as could be, you know. I mean, so people just wanted to wait and wait it out and to come back and see, you know, their favorite show. So, yeah, it's been a long time, but you know what? I kept busy, and it's like, you know, walking the yard at Shawshank Redemption. You know, I was, you know, dribbling these little stones out in the yard,
right.
You know, while I could pass the time.
Were you working from your boat?
No, I lost my boat a couple of years ago, but I went to work.
Now, when you say lost, did it float away?
We 3 years ago, we had a late October storm, and it wasn't even a name of a storm. It just came in roaring through for like 6-7 hours, hurricane winds, and my boat just crashed off the dock and into boulders and everything else, and it was totally destroyed.
Oh,
but next week, I'm getting my boat. So, you know, you talk about normal, and I'm going to.
Now, is this the same boat, just duct taped together?
Yeah. It's not going to float as well.
Flex Seal works great.
Exactly, man. It'll work. It reminds me of the time when I'm not name dropping, but I took Howie Mandel out on my boat one time because he wanted to do something different. I said, well, I got a boat. You want to go with me, you know, in Mystic? And he goes, oh, that'd be great. So we go. I take him for a ride. He's loving it. He's calling his wife saying, oh, my God, you got to see where we are. We got to live here, blah, blah, blah. We dock and dine, and we come back, and now we're late because I got to get him back to do the show.
Yeah.
And I made a shortcut through a channel that I didn't know anything about.
Whoops.
And I shouldn't have. And I cut through the channel and I hit a rock. And all of a sudden the boat came to a halt, like a thump. And he goes, what happened? What's that? And Richie, his manager, a real good guy, said, are we okay? I went, yeah, no problem. I didn't know if we were going to sink or swim to get Howie out of here.
Nice hit of the water.
He's such a germaphobe. Imagine if that thing went down and he had to actually go in the water.
He'd have freaked out right there. I'll make a deal. Deal or no deal.
I saw fear in his eyes. I swear to God. I turned to him and I said, we can go back now or stay. Deal or no deal?
Take the deal.
But I never, when we got to back to my dock, I said, hey, guys, I'm happy I got you back here. I said, but I didn't know what we were going to do, you know. But he was so, you know, nice about it and everything. But you're right. He's a germaphobe.
I guess he's not going to move here now.
He was way ahead of all of this COVID stuff not shaking hands and all that.
Big time.
But, oh, good for you. You're getting a boat now because it's not easy to get one.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
So.
You know, that's true. I went to all the marinas, and the first words out of their mouth was, you can't get it. I said, okay. Yep. I'm in no hurry. I'm not going to panic buy.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine had a boat that I heard about through a friend, and he sold it to me. So,
you go.
I found a way. But let's celebrate, guys. We got to celebrate normalcy, you know, not like normal to Gianni Russo, who I love, you know, washing Marilyn Monroe's hair. That's not normal.
No.
That is fun. That is fun.
Tom Cantone, Mohegan Sun, super entertainment man, vice president of all things cool there on. So you got the first show, half a arena air supply. That's July 18th. And then I highlighted some that I'm interested in here. You got Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, wow.
Friday,
by
August.
The way, I'm going to give you some breaking news. I love giving you breaking news.
What broke now?
Frankie has never done, and by the way, I hate that because, you know, that breaking news means, you know, fear and all that, but this is fun. I'm backstage with him having dinner with him and in the lounge there, nothing fancy. And he goes, you know, I've never done a TV special before. I said, wow, all these years. He goes, no.
That's incredible.
I want to do one. He says,
all those years.
I want to do one. All those years. And he goes, do you want to do it with me? And I said, are you kidding? Absolutely. I'll give you the arena, whatever you need. So we're going to do his very first TV special next year.
Wow.
And it's going to be live from Megan Center Arena. We're going to do 2 days of taping. He's never done it.
Wow.
You know, so that's really going to be cool. You got to be there for that one.
That's amazing.
Then they're going on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, take them on the boat after.
Right. You may want to wear this.
If I'm hollering Wilson, look out, we're in trouble.
So that one's not going to be August 6th of this year?
Yeah, no, that is. And then I'm bringing him back to do the TV show.
Okay, gotcha.
Very cool, very cool.
And Jeff Dunham?
Oh.
Yep. Yep, Jeff Dunham, Jason Mraz.
Tom Segura.
Guess what? That thing blew out. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's been in studio with us.
But I didn't think he'd sell like that. We may add a second show.
Nice.
That's when you say we, I have a feeling like you know.
Well, I'm cautious these days because I still don't know. I don't want to hear someone say, and I hear it all the time, just add ticket prices. Just do this. No, I have to pay attention right now to making sure, there's a lot of stimulus money out there. But what happens when that goes away? So I got to be really cautious about, I'd rather have one show completely sold out, you can't get in, then try and fill a second show that didn't sell.
Right.
So, I just have to be careful. That's all.
See, savvy. Very savvy.
But I got, Mark Anthony blew out. Sebastian Maniscalco's two shows.
Awesome.
Love him.
Yeah. I mean, he's great. He's got a brand new tour coming. I've got him at our other properties too, nationwide. But I think we've got about 40 or 50 shows on sale right now.
Dave Matthews.
Box office is that. Dave Matthews rescheduled. Everybody kept their tickets there too.
Santana.
Anything that I was.
That's next
Santana,
year. But great.
Yep.
Like, Santana.
Santana. That's Regis. On my list of
really?
People I want to say. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Never saw him.
Oh, definitely check it out. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, you got to go.
Justin Bieber.
Well, Bieber's never been to Megan Sun Arena. And by the way, neither has the governor. And the governor came to see us a few weeks ago, and I gave him a tour of the arena. And he was blown away. He had no idea.
That's amazing to me.
He said, baby.
Yes.
Governor, what's wrong with you?
Well, and there, seriously, he walks in. Have you seen our arena? We have all of these iconic images on the wall and the ceiling there. And he looked at him. He says, oh, my gosh, I didn't know he was here. I didn't know she was here. And he's pointing at all these names. And, it was nice for him to take the time to see Mohegan Sun and to see the arena and see the heritage, the energy. I tell him, you're at the Cathedral of Entertainment for Connecticut right here.
Yep.
And, he was really gracious and really wonderful. Very nice guy and got it. He understood it, so it was really, it was fun to show him, what we do best and better than I think anybody else in the state. So
plus you guys will be doing the, the sports betting and all that stuff. So that's exciting.
That's coming down the pike too, nice. A little late in the game, but we got in the game.
Yep.
But our business never wavered. Even during the pandemic, we, in the early stages, yes. But, in recent times, our place is packed, and it always proved to me, even if people wearing masks, that they wanted to get out and have some fun.
Yeah.
And, they came out and we had many days where we were at full capacity for the capacity we were allowed to have. And, even without entertainment and restaurants and all the amenities and all that, people just came out, I always thought, they were making their decision to return to normal on their own. And now, this past weekend, because of the weather, you couldn't get into Mohegan Sun.
Right.
Find a place to park. It was tough.
Do you need to show a vaccination card or any of that stuff for the arena?
Nope.
I have my army just in case. I have to walk around here for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you got to have one here. Yeah.
If you say you're a Chaz and AJ fan, you get right.
Someone's going to be at the door saying that.
It's the governor.
Well, Tom, it's great to hear your voice. It means things are getting back to normal. And, man, I have in my hand a list of all of the shows coming to Mohegan Sun. There's a lot.
Awesome.
A lot.
Well, I love those five words, guys. And I heard it in July when the world was really down, live from Mohegan Sun Arena. I still heard those words. And literally, it was an emotional time. Everyone filled up because we found a way to stay relevant and reimagine ourselves while everybody else was, you know, waiting. We didn't wait. We made things happen. We still were producing events. And to me, that's the storyline, because we never closed. In essence, we never really did, and on the entertainment side. And now we're really open for business. It's just a great feeling to have. I'm glad to be back, you know, on the show. You know, it's been a long time promoting anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, so to be back with you guys, that's like family to me.
Yeah, right back at you.
Exactly.
So good to hear your voice, and we'll be talking to you a lot now.
And listen, I'll take you for a boat ride, you know, if you're not afraid.
Yeah, I'm I got this thing I got to do. I got this thing I got to take care of. But thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. This entire segment with Tom Cantone, Mohegan Sun, will be up on the website as a podcast. Thank you, Tom.
All right, guys. Talk
all
to you
right,
later.
Brother. Tom Cantone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.